The Nation remembers a message from your chair, Barry Koop. As our nation marked 80 years since the end of the Second World War, last month's remembrance commemorations carried special poignancy. Across the country, our members, volunteers and staff came together to honour those who gave their lives in service, ensuring that their sacrifice continues to inspire generations to come. The weekend began at Hampstead Cemetery, where a small service was held at the grave of our founder, Sir Arthur Pearson. Our chief executive, Adrian, lay across alongside Steve Davies, the military grave restorer, who earlier this year lovingly cleaned Sir Arthur's grave, as well as 229 of our veterans' graves in Brighton. Our charity was proudly represented by members Brian Eldridge, who carried the standard, and Robert Loosby, who laid a wreath on behalf of Blind Veterans UK. That afternoon, 12 of our members attended the magnificent Festival of Remembrance at the Royal Albert Hall, a moving celebration of courage and resilience. Later, those preparing to march the following day gathered for dinner at the Victory Services Club for a chance to share stories, reconnect with old friends, and welcome new ones into our wonderful community. On Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m, our contingent of around 80 members and guides assembled on Horse Guards Parade, ready to take part in the televised march past the cenotaph. This year's wreath was carried by blind veteran Kelly Ganfield. Kelly made history as the first blind veteran ever to carry the wreath accompanied by a guide dog. Both Kelly and Archie did us proud. Marching alongside Kelly was Michael Woods, one of only 20 surviving Second World War veterans present at this year's cenotaph. They were joined by John Hardy, recently awarded the British Empire Medal, who proudly wore it for the first time that day. I was delighted to see our members taking part in remembrance commemorations across the country. At our Rustington Centre, some of you gathered for a moving service led by our Padre. Second World War veterans Nancy Bosted and John Harlow laid wreaths, and all present were invited to write messages of remembrance on small crosses placed in the Garden of Remembrance. This year's service at Rustington was also significant as it marked the final appearance of long-serving standard bearer Alan Walker. His years of dedication have embodied the pride and symbolism of the standard, and we thank him deeply for his service and commitment. Meanwhile, in Manchester, we held our first remembrance service at the Victory Over Blindness statue outside Piccadilly Station. The event, attended by 48 of you and your guests, paid tribute to all who served. It was followed by a dinner at the Hilton Hotel, bringing together over 40 members and guests ahead of the city's service of remembrance the next day. Across the UK, our members ensured that Blind Veterans UK was represented in communities large and small. In total, more than 50 wreaths were laid, from England to Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales, each one a symbol of respect and pride. 80 years on from the end of a war that shaped our world, we continue to remember not only those who fell, but also those who returned, rebuilt and inspired. To every blind veteran who represented our charity throughout the remembrance period, my sincere thanks.